It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Fees all on the best network, Verizon. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today.
There's only one station to talk Chicago sports. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, WSCR, HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Bears, Bengals. I think the Bears going to win this game.
I will bet you on that.
What are we doing here?
Lunch.
I have been losing. Losing right now. Streak.
So your solution is to risk more and make things even worse.
You start chasing it. And every time you get your hands around it, you're full-footed backwards.
Nolan Kreutz, Jason Goff and I made a wager. He thinks the Bears are going to beat the Bengals for what I think what say you?
These teams are down, but they've got a lot of talent, a lot of good football coming your way. The Bears and the Bengals.
No.
I think this is where it happens for the Bears. I think they will get back to trying to run the football.
Cohen keeps, gets another Bears first down, 29 more yards, and gouging the Bengals.
Hey, yo.
Ka-chingo. I made money on it.
I expect for Jordan Howard to have a big day.
It's Howard again. Touchdown is the signal.
Yeah.
Kapowza! I made money on that, too.
I expect for a play action to work a couple of times to maybe Adam Shaheen.
Trubisky. Play fake to Howard. Gonna throw. Right corner of the end zone. Shaheen! Touchdown!
Oh, yeah.
Bam! Triple Kachingo. That one's gonna put my kids through college.
Gonna think I might know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I expect a 24-20, 24-17 kind of game out of them.
The Chicago Bears, led by Mitchell Trubisky, win it 33-7. They go 4-9.
You know what you should do? You should take a chunk of that and put it on the Jets.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's very funny.
I'm serious. We can't get hurt.
Oh, it's we now.
It's a short thing.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Go ahead, take your victory lap. Nah. You're allowed. Now, don't act all cool here.
I'm not, because it didn't happen. I thought he also left out the part where I said it was going to be a 24-17.
No, he didn't. It was in there.
Was it? All right, garbage can gets a steak every once in a while, man.
Oh, we all got steaks. Hey, you were good for it on Saturday night, and
we had a good time.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was, man, it was packed to the gills
in
there.
I've never seen that place.
Good to see G&G printing
it. Doing well.
Printing it.
Doing well.
Yep.
Ran into a couple of listeners as well. It was good to see the young man and his wife out having a good time with the family. It was a birthday dinner for their guy. So it was a good weekend. And we talked about the 20 games in a row that Chicago had lost.
Yep.
And then you brought up October with the Cubs. I'm like, damn, I didn't even think about that. But the 10 in a row by the Bulls, the 5 by the Bears and the Blackhawks. And then all of a sudden, this weekend has been a winning weekend for the Bears, the Bulls, and the Blackhawks.
There are a few things in life that can't be cured with a slab of prime meat
some fried potatoes and a bottle of Chianti.
That's why I don't have.
I just I'm you know, I'm not a spiritual man, but I tend to think that wherever this rock is spinning on its axis, that a big doorstop sized prime chunk of steak done right. The right way, some potatoes that are fried in beef tallow mm-hmm. instead of your vegetable oil, mm-hmm. a little salad and a well considered Chianti with just the right acidic bite can make everything spin properly this in guy. This universe.
This guy,
I'm maybe a simple man, but right. Hey, you know, you can. I'm raised by rock rib Nebraska folk that you would think that way.
Appreciate a piece of meat.
Yeah. Hey, well, the way I grew up, if there wasn't meat, it wasn't dinner.
Steaks on your plate, bite the hell out of it, because you don't know when you're going to get your next.
Cut it down the middle and eat the best part when you're the hungriest.
So that's why the Bears won, because yes. The crew had steak dinner. We should do this more often next year. This year, not going to do it for the Browns game. not going to do it for the Browns game. No. Not going to waste that on the Browns. And the Lions game is a weird Saturday game. It's going to be during my kid's birthday party, so I'll be half watching that. So, yeah, the Bears win.
Oh, the big first birthday party.
Oh, bro.
Got it. Always, wanna, always overdone.
Dan, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Like, we have done everything we were supposed to do.
I know.
The baby shower didn't come off the way that we would have liked because we weren't the principal, you know, people involved, people did it for us, but this first birthday, and shout out to one of our listeners who I went with his suggestion to have it at a certain place. And if you're listening right now, Mandy has taken care of me, whoever that texter was.
Really?
Yeah. So our listeners, you know, we wrestle with them every once in a while. They call, they text, and we have a good time throughout the year. But every once in a while, a gem gets dropped on you, and I will be having my son's first birthday party at the spot that this young man mentioned. So
yeah, we did it for the first kid, and then for the second kid, I don't know if we even remembered it was his birthday.
Treat him like hemp.
Again, yes. Just, here's your Ruffles.
A bowl of chips.
Happy whatever. It's the best advice I ever got. What a wise man once told me, the second kid pretty much raises itself.
Well,
and that's when my sister said, "Dad, I'm right here."
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, whatever. Who are you again?
It's tough.
Who are you? This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. So when people behave like that at a football game,
talking about the incident that happened in Jacksonville after the Seattle Seahawks and Jacksonville Jaguars fought for the last 2 minutes of the ball game.
It was ugly. It reminded me of the Marty Schottenheimer Chiefs on a Monday night. I don't know if you remember that game that was, and the reason why it was top of mind.
AFC West tilt.
It was when we were talking with Herman Moore and he brought up the late Wayne Simmons. No. It was when Wayne Simmons was a Chief, after he was a Packer, he was one of those that picked up multiple personal fouls that uglied up that game.
Okay.
But when the fans get involved like that, there's something about, as you always talk about, the lack of humanity inherent in football players and the way we look at them as
beasts,
or mm-hmm. video game characters, because they wear these helmets with the reflective glass on. I mean, they look like robots.
Their face is covered up,
and
you only know them by their tattoos, if that.
I just don't think that baseball players engender the same kind of response. Occasionally, somebody will accidentally spill a beer on an outfield.
Well, somebody snatched Todd Hundley's hat.
Well, yes, that was back in the... No, it wasn't...
Was it Todd,
no,
right?
It was Chad Kreuter.
Chad Kreuter. Damn, why'd I do that to Todd Hundley?
Just the fact that he got his name dropped.
Yeah, yeah, he'd
probably be
my
happy.
Bad.
But Kreuter. You see the gut reaction, this like reptile reaction because it's football players. And I'm not absolving the players themselves of blame here. I'm not going to start parceling out this guy's at fault, this guy shouldn't. It was ugly all the way around. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And some people made some bad decisions and did some bad things. But at no point, whatever fan did that, should never be allowed in another NFL game.
Yeah. Not allowed in another NFL game. You should be prosecuted to the furthest extent of the law. You know, you're throwing things, full bottles of Gatorade and full beers at guys who are coming off the field after doing their job. I don't care how messy their job got at the end of the night, because that's what a lot of these idiot texters who are texting right now, who feel some kind of way about Michael Bennett and his involvement with the police in Las Vegas. Now this is their way of, of, you know, kind of pardoning the idiot fans in Jacksonville. No, it don't work like that. These dudes have helmets and pads on. Whatever they're going through on the field, they're going through on the field. But for you to interject yourselves, I think we've gotten to a place, and it's probably been this way for a while, but now with social media, we're more aware of it. Things are in our phones immediately, and people are commenting on them immediately. We are at a very sad place where civility and humanity are booed. You're being the P word if you're not one of these characters who say, yeah, I threw a beer at his ass and I'll do it again. Well, you know, and there's a part of me, and I know I'm not supposed to say this, there's a part of me that was hoping that Quentin Jefferson got his big old ass over that railing. Mm-hmm. There's a part of me. You know why? Because too many people feel that rules apply to other people and not themselves. You throw a beer at a dude coming off a field, and not to mention the other stuff that was being, you know, that was being reported that might have been said. Jerron Reed, whose Twitter feed is private, he commented on some of the words that were being slung out there. It was being taken to another level. And the problem is, because these guys make money, we err on the side of the fans.
I can say whatever I want because I pay their salary. Exactly. All that crap.
Exactly.
And Twitter might have saved somebody's life yesterday. Tom Savage might have been spared second impact syndrome because of Twitter. And I don't give a damn what the Texans are trying to say. And you say that you've got the unaffiliated neurologist there, that you've got a spotter, that you've got everybody involved who sees everything everybody else does, and you see a classic teaching moment of what is called the fencing response. You call it concussion arms. Mm-hmm. This came up with Jay Cutler. Mm-hmm. What happened to him? He didn't come out of a game when he had the autonomic fencing response. And if you look up videos of the fencing or fencer's response, that team needed a Twitter explosion to then decide, hey, maybe we need to get another look at Tom Savage, who just suffered a traumatic brain injury literally at the feet of the referee.
Yep.
At his feet.
The perfect description was it looked like he had been electrocuted.
That's what that response looks like.
His fingers were twitching. And at best, Chris Nowinski, that's his name, right?
Chris Nowinski, yes.
Chris Nowinski, at best, he said, at best, it looked like a seizure. Like the best case scenario was this was a seizure. This was a seizing moment where you can take a player off the field because, oh, if it's not a head issue. No, look at him. He's sitting there. He's wiggling his fingers on the ground. And who's not looking at the quarterback? When this happened with the guard from the then San Diego Chargers, who was stumbling his way to the other team's huddle, and then they kind of got him off the field a couple plays later, that's a guard, fine. You should still be watching them. This is the quarterback. He's right, like you said, he's right there at the foot of the referee. Bill O'Brien didn't sound too good after the game either.
Since he did end up having a concussion, is it worrisome to you that he did go back in for that one series?
Again, that's not, you know, I don't direct that, Christy. I don't direct that at all. They just come to me, and that's kind of where that's at. I don't have anything to do with that, so I don't really. All I do is coach.
That's weak sauce, Bill.
How you going to look at your players and say we are brotherhood and we're family?
That's weak sauce.
And Bill has a disabled son.
I'm generally a fan of Bill O'Brien.
He's got a disabled son. I wouldn't want anybody to take care of your son like that.
I am generally a fan of his, but that is weak and unfortunate. How hard is it to say, I feel bad about what happened? Yeah. Here's
an oversight.
Here's my role, and maybe I should have more of a role. I wish I would have known more at the time, and I'm terrified to think what might have happened. How hard is that?
Run that again for me, Tanny. I want to, because I've heard several different cuts from Bill O'Brien from yesterday. I want to hear what he has to say today. I don't know if they'll be able to ask him these questions since he addressed it right after the game. I don't know if that's a new rule around the NFL or not. But Bill O'Brien yesterday.
Since he did end up having a concussion, is it worrisome to you that he did go back in for that one series?
Again, that's not, you know, I don't direct that, Christy. I don't direct that at all. They just come to me, and that's kind of where that's at.
So he's putting it.
I don't have anything to do with that, so I don't really. All I do is coach.
He's putting it on the doctors, the independent doctors. This is placing a man's brain.
Twitter might have saved Tom Savage's life.
Placing a man's brain. All right, no. Hot potato here. Hot brain here. No. You take this brain. I got these other brains I have to worry about. And like you said, I like Bill O'Brien. The The way he handled himself with the Penn State thing, I thought was utter class. He knew he took a job when a lot of terrible things had happened before him, and he got out of there as soon as he could because bad things were still being said. And the Hard Knocks really showed me a man who's principled and what he's dealing with in his own family structure, where his son needs 24-hour-a-day care. Like, his son is
profoundly.
Yeah. So yeah. You should understand. Disabled. About taking care of people's family members and taking care of people's kids. And I know you sign up for football and you understand what's at stake here, but my God, if Russell Wilson can push the blue tent off of him.
No protocol for me. Russell Wilson.
I'm out of here. I got my special water that I could drink that stops a concussion from happening or stops the concussion dead in his tracks. You got a guy and the video of it. You got a guy that's laying there, eyes open. And the Shazier video last week was terrible. This guy's laying there, eyes open, and it's kind of like like his soul is saying, someone help me right now. I'm in a bad way. No, you're good. You're good. Go back out there and try to win this football game.
And people have died on the football field from second impact syndrome.
I'm
which
surprised
is when
it happened more often in the NFL.
Or in high school. Or
it happens, as you mentioned last week, it happens a lot in high school.
The Derek Sheely Foundation is one group that's set up because of somebody who died from it on a college field. And there have been multiple times where, you know, smaller schools, you get the one rogue, tough guy, idiot coach, get back in there, blah, 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 blah. Right. And then the next thing you know, that person's brain damaged forever or dead. And the fact that Twitter had to explode to shame them into a coincidental recheck, just a coincidence. Oh yeah, maybe we should take it because maybe somebody texted somebody, maybe somebody's daughter or wife who happened to be on Twitter texted somebody who's in a press box saying, "Hey, by the way, something's wrong down there." South Holland, Hank, you're on the score.
Well, I think, you know, as football becomes more like pro wrestling with their little routines after touchdowns, their two-minute fights.
Whoa. Start again. You just kind of started in the middle of a paragraph there.
Well, the NFL has become like pro wrestling.
How so? Pro wrestling is scripted.
Some would say that too. I'm not saying that, but
Listen, Hank. Pro wrestling is not real.
Yeah, bring it to my sanity.
Pro wrestling is scripted. It's not a sport.
Easter Bunny.
It's an entertainment.
Santa.
Well, the NFL looks a lot scripted these days, but
okay, that's not going anywhere good.
You know what we have to do? We have to make sure that if you call 312-644-6767, that you're trying to outdo each other. Like you got to set the bar. Don't call 67. You know what you should do? Call 644-6766 if you have a bad call.
Don't, because you don't know where that's going to go. That's some switchboard for like a charity or something.
Let me stop.
Meals on Wheels thing, and you're going to destroy that.
And another thing. By the way,
right, screw Helga's peas.
I remember Bobby Douglas.
We've had two buttes here early on in the show.
The two what?
The two buttes. I listen. If you think it's wrestling, fine. He sounds like a guy who has a problem with the celebrations.
Well,
I think that's what he was
like. I said
to.
That was not going anywhere good.
This is a league that has told you in so many ways. Hey, we don't care about their health, but we do. We do. You got a guy right there writhing and twitching, and you put him back in the game. I mean, this is what it looked like before the concussion protocol. So where do you place that blame? If a coach knows that the doctor is going to handle everything, and hey, doctor didn't come get me.
I'm not the independent neurologist.
right.
Neurologist. He's fine.
Right. He's got his stethoscope.
It looks good to me.
Right. No shirt on. But who do you place that with then?
That's not the fencing response. He's just celebrating. He's trying to clap his hands. That's all.
He's doing the Wanya Ribe magic fingers when he hit a home run.
Fussy. Yeah.
Yeah. So who do you place it with? If the coach can say, because Bill O'Brien is probably going by the coach's handbook on how to handle these things.
Anybody should be able to say, get that poor man off the field. Anybody involved, anybody out there, anybody can, just again, the humanity of it.
It's lost.
Forget the whole idea of this chain of command.
It's
not
cool
my job,
tough.
Not my job. It's his job. It's her job. It's their job. How about, holy crap, that guy just suffered a traumatic brain injury. Take care of him.
Yeah.
Help him.
Yeah.
Where's that? Where's that? Where's the idea that maybe somebody right there, the referee who's standing over him,
his job
can
is
just
to protect-
kneel down and say, are you okay?
That specific referee's job is to protect the quarterback. The guy that stands right behind
him. He's the guy that throws the flag if you breathe on
him. If you touch his head. If you glance, if you run past and a fingertip touches a quarterback's head, that's a 15-yard penalty.
Even if you caress his helmet lovingly.
I don't know that that's happening on an NFL field, but I'll agree with you there. Monday Night Football, we saw it with Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara got hit, and he wasn't even a violent hit, but he got hit in the right spot, and he kind of got up, and he knew immediately, let me get off this field before somebody checks me out, and they rushed him because he's an important player. That's the quarterback. That's a quarterback on the ground.
That's my quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. I knew it was going to come out when I said it. But that's the quarterback writhing on the ground and doing the response, the fencing response, as you detailed, and nobody took care of him until, like you said, Twitter went crazy, social media went crazy.
It's a built Ford Tough Bears Monday on the Score. 312-644-6767. Any minute, we're going to hear from Zach Zabin with the latest news from Hallis Hall. You got the Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The Eagles 43, Rams 35, the December showdown and the duel between Carson Wentz and Jared Goff that nobody saw coming before the season. Philly at LA lived up to all the hype. 78 combined points, huge plays by both teams, controversial penalties. It had it all, and the Eagles bounced back in a huge way after the loss to Seattle. However, that was a costly victory as Carson Wentz exploded his knee, tore his ACL, and is now out. Time then, Eagle fan, for some real talk. This simply is not the same team without Carson Wentz, and trying to convince yourself otherwise is just absurd. Now it's Nick Foles' team. Foles is a good backup. He might even be a very good backup, but he's a backup. He's not Carson Wentz. He's not an MVP candidate. And as good and well-rounded as the Eagles are, you do not lose the MVP favorite and just keep on rolling. I'm Jim Rome.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury-riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel-good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands, starting at size XL. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you.
Time to excel.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 or GS8 Plus, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. Savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Ugh, sorry, that was awful, wasn't it? A jammed garbage disposal is something you should never have to listen to. Moen designs disposals for the most powerful performance, so they jam less, which means the only thing for you to hear are your jams. Available at the Home Depot.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injury Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Join. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kendall, before the game, you came over to the electric heater on the Bear sideline, and he said, man, turn this thing on. I need my hands warm.
No, I said turn this because I need my hands warm, because if you're trying to catch the ball from Trubisky with them cold hands, you might end up with a couple of broke fingers.
We're live on the radio.
I don't think he cares. Zach Zaidman is on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. So the pall has lifted for at least a day at Halas Hall, and maybe there's a smiling face or two. Hello, Zach.
Yeah, so who knew that Kendall Wright is open 24/7? I did not realize it yesterday.
But it's a new policy, new corporate policy. Apparently, it was just enacted.
We're live on the radio.
He was adamant about it. And by the way, I like the fact that he was factually accurate. You know, I kind of went about paraphrasing what he said, but he wanted to literally quote exactly what he said prior to the game. And he did it. Thankfully, we're able to hit that huge delay button on the air. But I do think that it was important psychologically for the Bears offense to have the kind of performance that they did yesterday, simply because, guys, you know, this is a team that, when they were believed that they were in it, you know, John Fox is the type of coach that will do whatever it takes for that particular game to try and win. And sometimes, and you know, Dan, I know you've been kind of throwing this around over the course of the season, that it might not mesh with, say, the needs of these young players on offense to begin to grow. I felt like you could do both, and maybe the Bears didn't do a good job of that coming out of the bye week, but they found a way at least yesterday to open it up. They mm-hmm. played looser, and I thought there were a lot of interesting things. There have been a lot of speeches made by the Bears behind closed doors over the last couple of weeks. You know, Zach Miller was at Hallis Hall today for the first time since injuring his leg in New Orleans, but last week he spoke to the team via video. And they ended up playing a tight game against San Francisco, didn't win. And then Quinton Demps, who is on injured reserve, spoke to the team in the hotel the night before the game against the Bengals. And his big point of emphasis was, and this is where sometimes, you know, we don't have the exact temperature on what's happening in the locker room. But these guys, whatever we think of the head coach, they like the head coach. And this is where it's different than 2014. And Quinton Demps talked about playing for your coach. He's a big fan of John Fox. And I was talking with Joshua Bellamy, the wide receiver, right before the start of the game. And I said, what's the realistic motivation the next 4 weeks? And he started talking about changing the culture. And that was something that Demps had talked about in the hotel, about going out there over the next 4 weeks and doing whatever you can to change the culture where you're no longer perceived as losers, where you do the things you need to do to win football games and play for your coach. And whether or not you think it's just talk, they clearly bought in. And it helped, obviously, that, you know, Cincinnati was depleted from an injury standpoint, but so are the Bears. It's been well documented. We talked about this on Friday, all the different injuries that the Bears have suffered and the inexperience that they have out there. That's why I thought it was a very important performance for the team. And even at halftime in the locker room in Cincinnati, Akeem Hicks made sure that the message was pointed out that, you know, there's a certain standard you have to play in that second half in order to continue to play well and win the game, and they were able to do that. It was a laugher, and the Bears haven't had a laugher like that since 2012 when they had that huge game in Tennessee where seemingly, you know, everyone seemed to score. I think they beat the Titans 51-20 that day.
It seems like we're overcomplicating things. When it comes to offense and running the football and how that will help Mitchell Trubisky, we'll talk about that on the other side of an update.
Scoreboard update.
And it is happening in the Chicago Wolves update studio. Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Beyond the Bears, the Bulls host Boston tonight, while the Blackhawks are at ease until tomorrow when they entertain Florida. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz out for the season with a torn ACL, and that means Nick Foles for Philly. The scoreboard update was brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana, and catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
We're live on the radio.
Indeed we are with Zach Zaidman as we talk about where the Bears stand after. Zach, what I look at as a positive step for Mitchell Trubisky, and like Jason, you were saying, we sometimes overcomplicate mm-hmm. this. And for me, if Mitchell Trubisky fulfills his promise, things are going to be fine in the world of the Bears. And he showed that there are some things where you can at least make a case for perfectly reasonable optimism.
Yeah, the ability is there. And this was the first time in the regular season that you felt the way you did when you watched him for the first time in that preseason opener against Denver. And that's the reason for encouragement. You can see the skill set that began to wow Ryan Pace when he made the trade up from 3-2 in the draft to get him. And the other thing that stood out to me is just all the young players that played a big role yesterday in the victory. You know, Adam Shaheen, you remember the catches, but to me, the more important thing is the ability to block, which kept him on the field, which helped establish the run. Because when the Bears are able to run the ball as successfully as they did yesterday, and they ran through a little bit of a spurt there over the last 2 weeks prior to this Cincinnati game where they couldn't run the ball. You know, Josh Sitton went out with a concussion in Philadelphia. They did not run the ball well. Then you had the Kai Long injury that took place last week against San Francisco. They didn't run the ball well. Tom Compton comes in, and the Bears were worried about how the Bengals would attack Compton at the right guard position because you didn't know how long Geno Atkins would play, but when he's out there, he is effective. Didn't play a lot in the game for the Bengals with a toe injury, but they had different slide protections that they planned on using on Atkins, figuring that eventually the Bengals would figure it out and try to create one-on-one matchups with Compton. But for the most part, outside of that one penalty on that big Tariq Cohen play, he did a very nice job. Jordan Howard ran hard. They were able to. And another thing that Trubisky does a really good job with, and I don't know if you pay attention to the nuances of this, but his play fakes are so impressive that I think if you can freeze that defender for just a split second, the advantage goes to the offense. And I think his play fakes are a big reason. That's something he's been spending a lot of time working on after practice. Usually stays about 45 minutes after each practice, making sure that, you know, you work with receivers on missed routes during the course of practice, spends extra time with Cody Whitehair working on the center quarterback exchange. So he's doing what he needs to do to become a better player. And you began to see some of the other younger players benefiting because of that yesterday.
The progression of his career, the maturation that we need to see, are the things happening the way they would happen if this coaching staff had any kind of security? And I ask that because, you know, I want to see at the end of this season him having those check with me kind of situations or getting a larger chunk of the playbook as if they would be here for a long time. Or is he just a guy that, you know, is processing as much information as they think he can handle?
I think a little bit of both is happening. You know, I think just the more he sees, there are two ways you can go once you begin to see the way different teams attack you. So I think he's learning more in regards to what he can get away with. And this is one of the reasons that you kept hearing the Bears say initially that he wasn't ready. Because when you only play and 13 starts at North Carolina, you're not going to be exposed to as many different things from the different looks you can get defensively that, you know, you're beginning to see now in the National Football League that, say, some of the other young quarterbacks who have had immediate success have had. So I think he's getting that a little bit. I think he's working on what defenses are allowing him to do. They've taken away some of the things he likes to do best. So you have to work on your weaknesses to make defenses adjust to you, and that's kind of what's happening a little bit now. But the next step is, that was a terrific performance against the Bengals. The next step from an offensive standpoint is, can you start doing those things consistently where every Sunday when you take the field, you have an idea of what the quarterback and this offense is going to look like? And that, I think, is the important thing to see over the final three games of the season.
It actually looked as if there was some rhyme and reason to the formations and the plays called off of the formations. Because when you mention some of these things all starting to work together, when his play-action fakes become more trustworthy and a little bit more believable by the defense, it sounds like a little thing, but it's not. Because then when you show a same formation off of which they're keying run, and it buys you an extra bit of time to create some distance in the zone, and I saw them actually using motion to give him a look to determine man or zone, and it appeared to me like Cincinnati wasn't bothering in disguising their coverages. When they indicated man, they were in man. When they indicated zone, they were in zone. And several of those tight end throws and some of the routes that they ran, he knew where the soft spot was going to be and was able to buy a little bit extra time with some of that sleight of hand. So when you start to add up incremental improvements in some of the little things against a team that was begging to be exposed, you can see maybe the proximity to being decent at offense is a little closer.
Correct. Now, and they do have limitations from a roster standpoint, despite what Kendall Wright said yesterday after the game. So I do think that has played a role as well. But I think Trubisky took it hard. He felt that he played a very poor game in Philadelphia where the Eagles overcompensated to stop the running game, and there were opportunities in the passing game from the pocket that he didn't do a good job with. Was a little bit better against San Francisco, but the Bears were still very conservative from an offensive standpoint. And in talking to Trubisky after the game yesterday, one of the things that he pointed out is, you know, I asked him, have you gone to the coaching staff to ask them to open it up a little bit more? Because sometimes when you're a rookie, you might not want to kind of impose your will a little bit. But I think as the quarterback of the team, as the leader, just by playing that position, it's something that you need to do. You have to be able to run plays that you feel comfortable running. And he actually did go to the coaching staff and ask them to open it up, throw the ball a little bit more. And that's what they were able to do yesterday. But it all started with the run and the different looks that you can create from the run. And now what will be interesting, Dan, all that stuff that you were talking about, you can give those same looks on Saturday against Detroit and perhaps run different plays off of those looks, because the Lions might be expecting to see something that they saw you run against the Bengals because you ran those things successfully, and there might be an opportunity to burn them in another area off that same formation. And that's part of growing an offense. And you knew this is what it would look like. Jason, we talked about this, I think, at the time between weeks 3 and 4, mm-hmm. when people were debating what to do with Mike Lennon. And I said, if you go with the rookie, yeah, you're going to have to endure some of the things that the Bears endured so far over the previous night.
Oh, no doubt.
But it's nice to see that there's a little bit of a payoff, that the guy is working, that they understand what they need to do with him in order to make him successful. And it was nice to see. You were waiting for that at least that first big game, and he finally had it, and it was encouraging to see.
Yeah, I appreciated yesterday and it living in the pocket that it needs to live in, whether, you know, this coaching staff is gone or there's a new way of looking at Bears football starting next year. I understand what that game should mean and does mean to me as a Bears fan and as a guy who does his job. Hell, we talk about defensively. We've been talking about slippage for the last 3 weeks. Defensively, they put together a game plan that made sure A.J. Green didn't get off, and they executed that game plan. I appreciate that.
They got lucky with the one call where his arm is being completely grabbed, and he's got a one-arm dive for it. I thought he hot-dogged it. I'm like, man, what does that say about it?
And then I realized Bengals fans will tell you that there are games that A.J. Green, if it's not happening early, A.J. Green sometimes shuts things down. We see the highlights, and we see the magnificent, you know, physical specimen that he is, 6'4", 6'5", and can run like that in those hands. But, you know, Kyle Fuller got in his grill a little bit. You know, Prince got in his grill a little bit, and we saw a guy who anybody else would have had a no-catch game. He's so terrific that he had a 5-catch, 64-yard game in a game that was a down one for him.
You know, usually a defensive coordinator, and this is where Vic Fangio is, he showed you yesterday why he's so valuable as a coordinator, but usually the defensive coordinator is essentially playing a chess match with the opposing offensive coordinator. But, you know, in talking to several Bears over the last 3 years, what they say about Fangio is that he's not playing against the opposing offensive coordinator. He's able to know what the quarterback is thinking based on the looks that he's going to give on a given down and distance situation. And you saw it yesterday. I mean, that was a heavily schemed defensive game, but the Bears were able to provide a little bit of a pass rush, and the secondary, and John Fox, in talking to him at halftime, wanted more. He felt as though there were plenty of opportunities in the first half where the football was hitting players in the hands and they weren't taking it away. They did a better job of that in the second half, and that's the whole key. You know, it's if you can take the ball away from a defensive standpoint, it changes the whole complexion of the game. And the other thing, offensively, you know, we talked last week about how the Bears had only 9 trips to the red zone in Trubisky's 8 starts prior to Cincinnati. I think the Bears had at least 20 double-digit plays yesterday on offense. Finally, you had those, they call them chunk plays in the NFL. You got an opportunity to see that where I think it helped the defense, because the offense was on the field for a significant period of time. The defense can rest, and when you have all those ailing bodies, I think just giving them a little bit of rest makes that pass rush a little bit more impressive.
All right, real quick, let's empty the notebook.
Okay, so Zach Miller back at Hallis Hall. Here's what we learned from Miller today, just real quick. 8 different surgeries on the leg, but says that the ligament damage is not as bad as you would think. And he wouldn't name the ligaments, but said all the main ones that you worry about as a player, they're pretty much intact. So I'm going to guess the ACL isn't as bad as maybe people thought prior to. Said, obviously, he wants to continue playing football, but the reality is the quality of life situation is a little bit more important at this stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's obvious at all.
He hasn't even, you know, but For us, it's easy. You know, if someone, you know, but we're not the kind of competitors that these
guys. Yeah, maybe that's
are.
The carrot on the stick for his rehab as well.
Yeah, so he said he hasn't begun to think about that. My guess is, obviously, his football career is done, but the question is, does he see it that way, and when will he get to that point? And he just said that, you know, the most important thing for him going forward is obviously to make sure that the blood flow is normal in the leg, and that's primarily been the reason for the 8 procedures that he's undergone. And then he said that the biggest thing is there's a lot of bad stuff, negative stuff happening in the world today. He's been overwhelmed by all the good and love that he's received over the last month plus.
Yeah, well, when we talk to him, too, we're going to find out why people suddenly think he was
poor.
Suddenly think he was homeless or poor.
Keep sending him free stuff.
He doesn't need free stuff.
He gets all the Xboxes. He's getting champagne. He's getting free hats.
He said he's been doing a lot of retail therapy, so not everything has come free.
I've seen some of those comments on
Instagram where people are like, "Hey Zach, give me an email so I can send you some stuff."
All of a sudden, like, you might lose your leg. Here's a bunch of free stuff.
Shout out to Zach, losing his paycheck. Shout out to Zach.
Thank you, Zach Zaidman.
See you guys.
Segment brought to you by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business. We had a bunch of people who wanted to jump in when Zach Zaidman joined us with thoughts about the mishandling of the Tom Savage concussion and how Twitter may have saved him from a horrible fate.
We got another Bears issue that spills out of a W that we saw yesterday. I want to talk to you about that as well. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Bears Victory Monday, right here on 670 The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And I tell you what, number 6, he was cool in the pocket for 4 quarters. He wasn't rattled. He didn't show panic. You know, when he was in a hot huddle, Doug, he had total command. He didn't show fear.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery, located on Illinois Street in... Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury-riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel-good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Fox is burnt. He's done. And he's talking like he's done. He's coaching like he's done. That was an abomination. That defensive clock management at the end of that game, anybody else would be fired. Especially losing to a team with one win already.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Girlfriend, love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas. Well, you can, and it's easy. We are talking about, of course, the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something that she'll love all winter long, and you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is absolutely guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score sent you.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 or GS8 Plus, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. Savings via monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
This week, the history of sports.
O.J. Simpson became the first NFLer to rush 2,000 yards in a season this week in 1973. This week in 1983, had one of the highest scoring NBA games, Detroit 186 to Denver 184. Bo Jackson became the first athlete to be chosen for All-Star games in two sports this week in 1990. And this week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was publicly released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids.
This week, the history of sports.
This week in 1891, James Naismith invented basketball. Jack Johnson became the first black world heavyweight boxing champion this week in 1915. This week in 1917, the first games of the new NHL were played. The first NFL playoff game took place this week in 1932. This week in 1947, NASCAR was founded in Daytona Beach, Florida. This week in 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first undefeated NFL team in a season.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate. Yes. So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews, VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
Basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Andy Dalton's pass batted up in the air and drops incomplete.
And it has been a tough day for Andy Dalton and the Pittsburgh offense.
Well, one of the reasons why he sucks.
Well, that and the pass.
This has been a tough day for Andy Dalton because he's terrible.
The pass defense of the Bears had something to do with that as well. And the conversation came up on both shows today before ours, Mullen and Hanley and the Spiegel and Parkin show right here on 670 The Score. Bears victory Monday, by the way. Kyle Fuller. And we talked about it a little bit during transition. Kyle Fuller has shown you this year what everyone hoped he could be in terms of a physical player on the perimeter who gets his hands, you know, in the direction of the football every once in a while, doesn't pick off a whole bunch of balls. He's got one interception, if I'm not mistaken, this year. Some of the guys who are set to get paid at that position are guys who are on prove-it contracts who are going to get paid. Patrick Robinson has had a terrific year with the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a guy who was a Saint for a while. Was part of one of those, you know, awful defenses that
game yesterday. I mean, you talk about people cracking people in that game. I mean, some of the Eagles and the Rams.
Oh no,
I mean,
yeah, there was some
of the guys,
some violent collisions.
Ooh,
and fast too. Like there's something to be said for two guys meeting and the sound happening, but the speed at which those collisions were happening was very apparent.
Whoever that backup corner is, number 25, Roby something, it was a hyphenated name, and he came in due to injury when Nick Foles also came in the game, and he was checking off underneath, and this guy had everything sniffed out where he was just blowing up everybody after these 4, 5, 6 yard gains. I mean, right down on the ground, flipping him over, ass over tea kettle.
We talk about running back as a young man's position, and hell, football overall is a young man's game. You know, your quarterback now can play till he's 36, 37 years old if he's very good, and sometimes 40 with Tom Brady. But for the most part, you're trying to get 22 to 30-year-olds and pay them some money so they can do something for you. Kyle Fuller has been hurt. He's been ineffective for the majority of his Bears tenure here. So I'm not the guy that wants to pay a dude just because you saw a glimpse. I'm not saying he's a guy that's jaking it either. Maybe everything came together for him this year. From everything that Hub says and people that are around that team, he's a guy who he comes from a football family. He's got three brothers that have played or are playing in the NFL. So he's a guy who understands what it takes to be a professional. I'm just not the guy that's going to sit here and act like I didn't see the last two or three years before that either.
That's because you would be a smart executive in that regard, because there are a lot of people who have spent really dumb money on the recency effect.
And it happens in NBA locker rooms where you've got too many guys who are on the last year of their deal, and you get that bump, and you're like, oh, we got something here. And then you mess around and you Memphis yourself, where you have something, and then it's that for a long time, and it never gets to the next level.
And you fire a coach because the elderly Spaniard demands it.
Football, you've got, in this situation, in this backfield, you've got two young guys and two guys who are on prove-it deals. So Prince and Kyle have been playing decent enough football.
And basketball.
And basketball. Decent enough ball for you. I'd lean towards paying Prince because I understand what he isn't. Whereas if I'm paying Kyle Fuller, because Kyle Fuller's going to get paid by somebody. Somebody's going to say, oh, look at what he did last year.
It was this time last year that you had identified A.J. Bouye.
Yeah. And he is a part of the best cornerback duo in the NFL. Him and Jalen Ramsey have been shutting people down. And whoever they put next to, on the other side of Marshawn Lattimore.
Look at what that defense has become.
That's ridiculous. They're one of the few. Their numbers are insane. They're one of the few teams that actually paid for a defense, and it worked out, too.
Well, Calais Campbell.
Malik Jackson.
Calais Campbell's 32?
They paid Malik Jackson, the dude who won the Super Bowl with the Broncos a couple of years ago. And everybody's like, I don't know if you pay that kind of money to a defensive tackle. Next thing you know, they've got the best defense in the NFL. They paid for that defense, and it's worked out. I don't know if I'm the Bears, if I've done enough winning or hoping that this guy will be a part of enough winning where I'm going to pay Kyle Fuller the money that I think he is going to get on the open market.
Did you see Shaft Rosen yesterday wearing the black leather trench coat? Hashtag shut your mouth.
Shaft Rosen?
They did. When they showed the booth, and there's Brady Quinn. He's a head taller than Sam, and he's got his little rakish scarf on. And he's right. He had the black leather. Yeah, see, Shaft has got to be the light brown, though, right?
Because old Shaft.
Richard Roundtree Shaft.
Yeah. Shaft, the latest Shaft, which Samuel Jackson, he wore the black leather, the long black leather.
Okay, because when I hear Shaft leather, I picture Richard Roundtree.
No, I got you. That's obviously.
But
underrated movie, by the way. I enjoyed Samuel L. Jackson's Shaft.
I didn't see it.
The movie.
And then Erun came over.
Erun reference.
This guy. See? On a Bears Monday, that happens.
It's my fault all of a sudden.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. Kyle Fuller, your thoughts on him. Your thoughts on the Bears victory Monday. We've gotten two sterling calls under our belts. We're waiting
for
more.
Come on. It's Bears Monday. Can a non-crazy person have a thought? 312-644-6767. I wanted to take the call earlier that was talking about the Tom Savage play, and all it said under the comment section was, hire a professional spotter. They have them! Every arena, every building with every monitor. That's the thing. The spotter, like, I don't know. I mean, Bob from Niles can't be the spotter in every building. You've got the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injuries Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.